Revolution.
The funk.
Revolution.
The funk.
The CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal.
For your mind and for your hips, this is music and sounds from the mothership. The mothership cassette archives. 25 years of funky revolutions. For your mind and for your hips, this is Disco from the Mothership. The Mothership Cassette Archives, celebrating 25 years of funky revolutions. We continue with their presentation of our series Funk, Jazz, and the Meanings of Afrofuturism, originally aired in the winter of 2019. We present on episode 27, part 6 of the series, Disco from a Space Show, of Afronauts and Interplanetary Imaginations.
I'm gonna go get
Funky revolutions, funky.
Funky revolutions, funky. Funky revolutions, funky. Funky revolutions, funky. You are listening to Funky Revolutions.
Restez bien des nôtres avec moi-même Khalid. Ces espaces du rythme international, dit funky. Ces dernières des solutions que nous nommons la révolution. Encore cette semaine, funk, jazz et l'essence à donner au afro-futurisme. Aujourd'hui, un reset, partie numéro 6 de cette série sur cette conjoncture historique et contemporaine entre les arts, la spéculation, l'histoire et l'imagination de la diaspora africaine, technologie, science-fiction, fantasy, inspiration et aspiration. Aujourd'hui, mais le mothership, Disco from a Space Show, sur les ondes du pub 90,3 MF à Montréal. Parmi ces afro-futuristes au large, au sens large du terme, qui œuvrent de façon contemporaine, on a déjà parlé de cet artiste producteur italien, DJ Calab, qui, au fil des dernières sorties, productions, essaye de, à travers l'électronique, s'interroger sur l'histoire, le son, les tonalités de ce pays, ces pays connus, Zaïre, Congo. Sur les ondes du peuple, on aurait débuté avec Zaïre, le remix Will 4. C'est ce projet, Zaïre, un petit, trois ou quatre chansons, qui fera qu'il sera ensuite invité à collaborer avec les archives et le musée de l'histoire et de la culture congolaise en Belgique, et à travers de lequel il va ensuite former. Mais cette série de visions du futur, 2084, l'album sorti l'année dernière dont j'ai déjà parlé. On continue donc avec Calab. Vers cette partie 6, la danse, le disco, from a space show, sur les ondes du pub 90,3 MF à Montréal.
Oh, declare our rank on this earth to be a man, to be a human being, to be respected as a human being, to be given the rights of a human being in this society, on this earth, in this day, which we intend to bring into existence by any means necessary.
Sur les ondes du peuple, on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. As we continue in our flight, started, about 6 weeks ago, we enter part six of our series, Funk, Jazz, and the Meanings of Afrofuturism. We started with DJ Caleb and the evolution of a project where he begins to reflect both electronic experimentation and the ethno-sampling of Congolese historic music. He independently produced an EP called Zaire. We started the program with a remix from that EP, and that would lead to a collaboration with the Museum and Archives of Congolese Art and Culture in Belgium. He was offered the field recordings and collaborated with a number of artists, both from Africa and the diaspora, in creating Black Noise 2084, one of these, collected Afrofuturist visions of, young experimenters in Europe. We heard Dawn featuring Moses Boyd, followed by Flying Lotus and their album about 2010, I think, Cosmogram, and The World Laughs With You. On CKUT 90.3 FM, as we continue in our series, I thought we'd do a reset from last week's show gone a little wrong, and just come back to the funk part, the jazz part, jazz-funk part, and maybe do a voyage with the groove on today's program. Next week's Part 7 features, the mothership prototypes of Sun Ra and Parliament Funkadelic. And in two more weeks, Part 8, we'll look at Afrofuturism 2.0 with one of the leading scholars and academics in the field, Dr. Rinaldo Anderson, as we explore with him the path or the future towards astro-blackness. On CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal, on, this disco from a space show of Afronauts and interplanetary vibrations, I turned to a gentleman who, curiously in the mid-70s, or not so curiously in the mid-70s, began to have a period of astral cosmological development. A couple of albums, including Odyssey and Leaving This Planet in 1974, where he began to explore some of these sci-fi fantasy imaginations within his jazz soul, jazz funk body of work. He would have a number of albums, very specific, and it matches about the time that he begins to take an interest in electronic synthesizer technology, Moogs, moving away from the B3 Hammond. I'm speaking of Charles Earland, a remarkable gentleman who mostly recorded his own work, started quite young on the saxophone, traveled and toured with Lou Donaldson, but released over 20 albums from the mid-1960s on. For one thing is sure, if you look at his discography, he was a proud black man. Most of his first 10 albums had the word black, from Black Power in 68 to Black Talk in 1972. But in the mid-1970s, he explored, outer space travel and new imaginations, some of the themes explored in Afrofuturism. On CKUT 90.3 FM, Leaving This Planet, the title track from Charles Leland on synthesizers, Joe Henderson on the album, among others. On CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal, this is The Mothership Connection.
corpses begin to speak. What ignorance is cannot be argued over anymore. It is too late for pleading. White picket dreams put you off the scent. The world is screaming, rooted in a trivial concern, in insecurities, in a need to make face and keep up and drown out the many voices within. Imagine a culture that has at its root a more soulful connection to land and to lovers. But I can hear the lie before you speak. There is nothing but progress to eat, and we are so fat and so hungry, and the black wrists are cuffed in the pig van, while the white shirt and tie in the tube car, distraction and pizza. Pictures of beer and guilt about urges, sexual distrust and abandon to nothingness. Give me something I can nail myself to. Give me a savagely dressed talking head who has something about them I trust and despise, and what of it anyway? These windows don't open. They were designed to stay closed. Shower, smoothie, coffee, commute, check the internet, never stop, never stop. There is a scar on the soul of the world, and it needs you to look. The blood of the past is here, it remains. The blood of the murders, the bodies like sacks leaking grain or stacked chest and back on the plains, it remains. To acknowledge without guilt, to accept without condition, and to listen when other people tell you how you have behaved. Truth is, it's for us to feel and be moved, but I hear the clatter of bone against steel. It is coming, it will not be stilled, it is there. In the air, scorched white, the reflection of sunlight on glass, bouncing back into sunlight on glass, bouncing back. Industrialized, denial, business as usual. So roll your eyes, shake your head, turn away and call me names. I'm okay with that. Too proud. Unable to listen, we keep speaking, motored by blood, unable to notice ourselves, unable to stop, and unwilling to learn.
Laurie a hâte de célébrer son anniversaire au resto. Elle y a pensé toute la semaine. Elle a invité ses amis. Elle a acheté une nouvelle robe. Elle s'est rendue au resto. Elle n'a pas pu rentrer dans le resto. Elle a dû ranger sa nouvelle robe. Elle n'a pas pu voir ses amis. Et elle y a pensé toute la semaine.
N'attendez pas de frapper un mur. Faites-vous vacciner. Le passeport vaccinal est maintenant exigé pour fréquenter certains lieux publics. Un message du gouvernement du Québec.
We'll be right back.
released in 1981, privately more or less, re-released recently. Starship Commander Woo Woo, out of Kansas City, released Mastership. We heard the title track on Funky Revolutions, part 6 of our series in funk, jazz, and the meanings of Afrofuturism. Today, disco from a spaceship, or a space show. Afronauts and interplanetary imaginations. It's those kinds of vision, the P-Funk cosmologies that were developed in the 1970s that influenced Omar Colin Coleman Jr. after a trip in his mobile disco. That's what he did on the side, traveling the country with a vision of music, picked it up in California and came back and began to greet his fellow earthlings and had a whole creative setup around, Commander Woo Woo, the starship commander who comes to Earth to offer up the funk. In this last set, we started with Charles Ireland. We'll come back to him again, who in the 1970s, starting really at 1974, with the album we started with, the title track, Leaving This Planet. Kind of the message behind some of the imaginations from the late 50s on with people like Sun Ra, imagining interplanetary voyages, new planets and new possibilities to escape the racism, diaspora and apocalypse of the world for blacks and the diaspora on Earth. After that, an album I introduced to you last week that was officially released on Impulse yesterday. The group The Comet Is Coming. This is their second full length called Trust the Life Force of the Deep Mystery. Avowed collaborators, harmonious with the values of compassion, community, working together. In this album, I explore some Afrofuturist themes. We heard Blood of the Past featuring the poet Kate Tempest. This group who grasp at some of that imaginary power within Afrofuturism, either by rewriting historical narratives through speculative arts movements or through kind of fantastic technological reimaginations and breakdowns of identity, culture, and race. It's a group that has avowedly embraced that vision of imagination in music, in community. And we'll get a chance to explore more of their work and some of the figures. They shared a love in Sun Ra, Hendrix, LA beat scene, major orchestras, Death Grips, and began a collaboration, these three musicians, from 2015 on. I'm talking about the saxophonist Shabaka Hutchings. There's Danalog, Dan Levers, the keyboardist, and Betamax or Maxwell Hallett on drums. And through their explorations and philosophies on this new album, explore some of the deep felt spiritual and cosmological visions that we sometimes associate with Afrofuturism. And then Starship Commander Woo Woo and Mastership. I do prefer the term the mothership that was envisaged by the likes of Sun Ra and Parliament Funkadelic, and it corresponds a little bit more to some of the liberatory aspects associated with Afrofuturism, sometimes said to be a space of female liberation, but also of the feminine. On CKUT 90.3 FM, this is part 6 on CKUT 90.3 FM of Funk, Jazz, and the Meanings of Afrofuturism. This is Guitar Red, the inspiring tune for today. Disco from a space show on Funky Revolutions.
We'll be right back. We'll be right back. Pop Montreal International Music Festival is celebrating its 20th anniversary from September 22nd to 26th, 2021. 5 days of music, films, art, crafts, panels, and more, featuring Cakes Tequila, Backwash, The Besnard Lakes, The Deers, Handsome Eli, and more. Tickets on sale now at popmontreal.com.
It takes a good dose of courage and perseverance to get through a pandemic.
True, but it also takes a good dose of patience, resilience, confidence, optimism, humor, and love. Not to mention a dose of determination, endurance, empathy, motivation, hope, and ingenuity.
But above all, it takes a second dose of vaccine.
A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
You're looking for honey? Baby, don't be funny. Get up and fight for your musical right.
For your mind and for your hips, this is Disco from the Mothership. The Mothership Cassette Archives, celebrating 25 years of Funky Revolutions. We continue with their presentation of our series Funk, Jazz, and the Meanings of Afrofuturism, originally aired in the winter of 2019. We present on episode 27, part 6 of the series, Disco from a Space Show, of Afronauts and Interplanetary Imaginations.